Cory bid them good night and set off on her own to the waterfall and small lagoon. She didn't know it as she turned down the small road to the lagoon, but something quietly followed her. Cory pushed through some thick foliage and arrived at the pool. It was quiet, peaceful, and perfect for bathing. A tiny waterfall trickled on the other side of the pool. She stopped at the edge of the water and undressed, dropping her clothing in a bundle. She stepped into the pool slowly and enjoyed the cool water as it rose over her legs with each step. Once the water got to chest height, she stopped and began to bathe. She suddenly turned to the trees behind her, feeling as though someone watched her. As her eyes scanned the darkness of the tree line, she saw it. Glowing eyes and the gleam of fangs. Pierrefonds, his vampire features evident, slowly made his way into the light of the pool. He smiled.
I would introduce myself, but I'm afraid you won't understand me.
Pierrefonds enjoyed the look of worry and fear that crossed Cory's face as she stood in the water, unmoving.
You needn't look so scared, pet.
He stepped to the edge of the pool.
Is it not merely the way of things here?
Pierrefonds stepped into the water, moving towards her, his features now full vampire. He smiled threateningly. Cory didn't move. She faced him, silent.
I'm told your nights are full of teeth.
He snarled, his fangs out. He reached out for Cory, but before his hand could touch her, a blur of muscle and shadow slammed into Pierrefonds. The force took him off his feet and underwater for a moment. Pierrefonds emerged from the water, a look of anger and surprise on his face. He looked around quickly and only saw Cory in the water a few feet away. Her hands covered her body, a look of disdain and anger on her face. A shadow fell over him. The shadow grew larger. Pierrefonds' features receded. Only his eyes retained their vampiric glow. Whatever this was in front of him, it scared him.
What?
The first hit stunned Pierrefonds, and the shadow was upon him in an instant. It was the last thing Alain Pierrefonds ever saw.